Meanwhile, Palestinian leaders are warning that Israel is using the U.S.-led talks with the Palestinian Authority as a political cover for expanding its illegal settlements. They see poor prospects for the negotiations as Israel unveils plans to build new settlers' units in the occupied Palestinian territories.
The Palestinian Liberation Organization is accusing Israel of carrying out war crimes and racist acts against Palestinian people. In a statement made during a meeting under the chairmanship of Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah, Palestinian leaders called for an end to Israel's rights violations. The Palestinian leaders also strongly condemned Tel Aviv's plan to build over 3,000 new settler units in East Jerusalem Al-Quds and the occupied West Bank. They warned that Israel is using the U.S.-led direct talks with the Palestinian Authority as a cover for expanding its settlement activities.
The PLO Executive Committee considers the unprecedented settler decisions, which were announced by the occupation government, as conclusive proof that Israel's first and last option remains expansionism, Judaization, and theft of the Palestinian land, and not ending occupation and implementing the two-state solution on the basis of the 1967 borders.
In their statement, the PLO leaders also criticized the U.S. failure in stopping Israeli war crimes and settlement activities. They threatened to file complaints with international bodies against Israel's violations of international laws.
Israel's practices will prompt the Palestinian leadership to demand the intervention of international courts and institutions against these war crimes, racist acts, and violations of all international laws and conventions.
Meanwhile, Israeli officials have warned that they will consider any move against Tel Aviv by Palestinians in the UN or any other international body as a violation of agreements reached before the restart of the current round of negotiation. Some analysts believe that resistance rather than reconciliation is the best way for the Palestinians to restore their basic rights.
So the hard reality is that the struggle for the emancipation of the Palestinian people is the work of the people themselves. Through struggle on the ground, through a complete break with the attempts on the part of the Palestinian Authority, financed by the Israelis, policed by the CIA, to claim that they can pursue talks with an occupying power that visits, as you put it, war crimes on a daily basis. There is no other arena than the arena of struggle, mobilization of the Palestinian people, mobilization of the oppressed masses of the region for the removal of apartheid state.
The recent statement by Palestinian leaders can be seen as yet another blow to U.S. attempts to mediate talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel, which have already been stalled over Israel's expansionist policies.